You don't need to feel like financial wellness is impossible. Acorns gives you small, simple steps to get you and your money on track. What I love about Acorns is knowing I am doing something proactive for my future. And it's not a time suck because basically Acorns does the hard part for you so you can give your money a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Lady listeners, could your daily routine be full of hormone disruptors? It sure can. You know, there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, and they all mess with our hormones. Then there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through. Perimenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we have to suffer through it. The good news is that we don't have to suffer through it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony is a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds, y'all. Hormone Harmony has been part of my routine in 2024 and will continue to be in 2025 because, simply put, it makes me feel better. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code CLINK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code CLINK for 15% off today.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good, all 100% free.
What if I had 3 jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live, must start and file in app by 2/18.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay.
And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning. We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
Hi.
If you're watching on YouTube, push subscribe right now so you can get us every single Monday. And if you're not watching on YouTube, but you are listening in your car, then also hit the follow button on Apple or Spotify to make sure you get the whole episode, which is going to be a real good one.
Let's hope. Fingers crossed, people.
I mean, we don't know yet because Kristen hasn't told me, but I suspect she's got a good one coming.
We try to deliver.
I know. Also, I wanted to talk about one of our favorite true crime podcasters. Her name is Heather Ashley, and she is the host of Big Mad True Crime. Some of you guys, we've talked about her before, and some of you have told me that you've gone and listened and absolutely love her podcast. And we also do. So you want to tell us a little bit about it, Gretchen?
Sure. I mean, what I love about Big Mad True Crime is that we're kind of the same vibe, you know, like she really has compassion for the victims, but kind of unlike us, because it's a single hosted podcast, she doesn't do a lot of the chit chat. Just kind of gets to the point. Sometimes you want to just get to the point.
Yes.
I mean, I wouldn't know what that's like, but I appreciate it in other people.
Yeah. I mean, it's like the people that listen to us that just speed ahead the 7 minutes, which
that's right.
is totally fine
that's right.
for us.
That big mad true crime, you're going to be all about it.
It's so true. And she is so great. She really has so much compassion and she tells a great story. And so we love listening to her podcast and we know that you will love it also. So go check her out, Big Mad True Crime, wherever you listen to podcasts. Okay. So what in the world is going on in your life?
Everything. I'm sitting in a pile of laundry. Mm-hmm. I finished filling out my kids' school paperwork that is due today, as in 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yes. That sounds like me.
Yeah. I am flying by the seat of my pantalones.
Yes. Okay. Also me.
Yet I still prioritized going to a concert at the beach last night.
Sounds like me. I mean, I don't have a beach or a concert to go to, but I would.
Well, it's like the last one.
I know. So you got to do it.
You got to go. Yeah. You know, I can't. I am so easily corrupted.
I know. It's so true. So listen, we all like to have fun, right? And so I think it's okay. I have been prioritizing one thing this year and it's helped me immensely. I'm usually like, I wake up and then I get the lunches made and then I'm like, my stress level is really high in the morning. This year, I'm like, I'm going to do the lunches before I go to bed, no matter what, so that they're done in the morning. And it's really kind of a lifesaver.
Things like that are a lifesaver.
Yeah. You don't really know until you know, you know?
Until you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I can one up you though. My kids pack their own shit.
Dude, they also made their own grilled cheese when they were like 4 years old. And I was like, what do you mean they make their own grilled cheese? That's amazing.
No, what I have working for me this week is my husband is away on business. And so, you know, normally I come in like, you know, mean mommy and I'm like, what is all this stuff everywhere?
Yeah.
Why is it always like a tornado in this house? And this week I'm the tornado, but don't tell him, he's not here to witness it. I just don't have time.
Yeah, I know. I know. But when it's your own tornado, it feels better about picking it up. You know, like, I made that mess. Okay, I'll pick it up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When it's somebody else's mess, you're like, damn it. Especially the husband. You're like, dude, can you not just put your butter knife in the sink? You don't even have to put it in the dishwasher. Just put it in the sink.
That's exactly something I would say. And I'm such a nag. The poor man. He got so mad at me the other night. He didn't really get mad at me, but I could feel the disappointment. Mm-hmm. Tell me if this is like crazy. You know, I'm obsessed with my dog and she sleeps in bed with us. And I mean, she's all up in our business. Yes. Like we spoon.
Yeah. Okay. Sean would die. No.
Okay. So I'm in the bed, husband in the bed, dog in the bed. And somehow in the middle of the night, like I kiss the dog. And he just like, did you just kiss the dog? I can't help it. She's like, it's just like, I know it's like, where is my affection,
oh
woman?
My God.
Saving it for the dog?
Yeah, yeah. Sean would seriously have a big problem with that too, like a big problem.
Like, just have it. She's so cute. Have you seen her? She is so
cute. She's really cute. I had a very scary moment this week that I think everybody could learn from. Gretchen, y'all has already heard the story, but my daughter's boyfriend rides his electric bike over to our house and I am always very, very nervous about it, like very nervous. And one day when he, like the second time he came over, I noticed there was no helmet on the bike. And I was like, dude, if you ride that bike to my house one more time without a helmet, you will never be invited over again. And so
good. Abuse your power. I mean, for a good way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he has since brought his helmet every single time. And my daughter's really on him too about it, which I appreciate. And then he had to go run an errand really quick around the corner and he got ran off the road by another car. And what we now know is a door dasher, you know, they're just very quick. He ran the stop sign and kind of swerved over. And my daughter's boyfriend was coming around the corner, had to go off the road, but there's no sidewalk or anything. So he just ran into a parked car and flew off his bike into the windshield. The ambulance came. It was a whole thing. And the ambulance driver was like, thank God, dude, that you were wearing a helmet.
Okay. It's like, you guys, a big cracked windshield, tragic scene. Scary. Yeah.
Very scary. He was bloody everywhere. He had to get staples in his leg. I mean, it was thankfully very good scenario because it could have been very much worse. But like, dude, make your kids wear helmets. Even if they're on a bicycle.
I mean, I've heard like Oprah say, like, there are God gives you messages like first he whispers, then he knocks, then he rings the doorbell, you know, before he like blows your damn house down. And so I think that we didn't listen to the whispers.
That's interesting.
Maybe not the knocks, but that, the door, hopefully the doorbell rang and he heard it. So since he's going to be okay,
yeah,
he'll get the message. It's not the worst thing in the world to be in a little accident to scare your shit straight.
Well, listen, so that's interesting that you say that, because my girlfriend, who is very good friends with him also in his family, she's the one that bought the helmet for him because she was like, I saw him riding around without the helmet. And so she's like, I bought the helmet. So I'm like, wow, from you to me to like, we all were on board with this kid saving his life, right? But you're right, because then she told me yesterday at the gym, she was like, dude, he already got clipped by a car a month before. I'm like, okay, done with that bike. We're like, this kid, we need to just drive. Like my mother-in-law's like, I'll pick him up. Stop making him drive his bike to your house.
My girls, I've been getting to spend some time with them in the car, and they were recently telling me, they were like, you know, boys are crazy. My teacher was telling us about how they're not, you know, developed in their head. You know, we're so lucky we're girls because we develop sooner. I'm like, yeah, that's true. I'm like, they were like, oh, you know about this, mom? I'm like, yeah.
We just talked about it on the podcast, the frontal lobe.
Yeah. It's a thing.
All right. I'm pretty sure what you're going to talk about is somebody missing some sort of part of their frontal lobe.
Yeah. His name is Officer Jason Weber. Spoiler. Okay. Definitely missing some frontal lobe.
Let's hear it.
Okay. Today's case is a listener suggestion from Samantha. She suggested a couple from the state of North Dakota, and I chose the one I'm about to tell you because it, you know, spoke to me this week. Mm-hmm. Before we get into it, I have to admit that I did not know much about the Dakota to the North. North Dakotans, please don't hate me, but I feel like it all goes down in the South Dakota, right?
I don't know.
That's where Mount Rushmore is, the Dignity of Earth and Sky Memorial. Do you know what that is? Mm-hmm. She's faking it right now. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. Google it. Okay. I've always wanted to visit both of those things, but I just didn't know what I would do with myself in North Dakota.
Okay. Well, now you do.
I Googled it. Okay. And I learned that North Dakota is home to the largest statue of a buffalo in the world.
Okay.
Okay. Well, after my recent trip to Yellowstone, I am a big fan of the
buffaloes. Yes.
I am a super fan of the bison. I had a real connection with one. I named him Bob. So I might need to get some eyes on that. I mean, I think it's probably pretty cool.
I'm sure it is.
Okay. Well, Tammy and John Sadick it's Sadick. So let's just get that straight off the bat.
Listen, you were going to get somebody saying something.
Yeah. Tammy and John Sadick raised their two sons on the beautiful farm that had been in John's family for generations in a rural area of Barnes County, North Dakota. The boys were 7 years apart and shared a close bond. Life was idyllic for the Sadicks.
I'm surprised they had a close bond for 7 years.
Sometimes that happens because when they're so far apart that they don't fight over like the same things, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, I've got a pretty good spread with my brother and sister. And as a child, I did not fight with them that much.
Yeah.
But when I did, I won.
Because you were the baby.
Yeah.
The baby always gets everything.
Totally.
Except for dance classes and all the stuff you didn't get.
That's right. So, anywho, you know, the whole family loved the country life they led and the freedom that came with having so much land to themselves. But tragedy struck the family when Nick was 18 and Andrew was 11. Nick and his girlfriend, Tabitha.
What? My name?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Your name. Had been together for a year, and they were struck by a train in their car on an unmarked train track. Mm. It's not clear why they were not able to escape the train or if they even saw it coming, but, you know, knowing the answer won't bring them back.
Yeah, that's super sad.
So losing a child and a sibling like that is a heartbreak no one should have to endure, but with Andrew being just 11, the Sadicks pressed on as best they could with the hand life gave them. Mm-hmm. As the years passed by, there was joy because Andrew made John and Tammy just so proud. He excelled in school. He won the state electronics competition. He was a real electronics whiz. My husband hates when I admit this stuff, but I mean, I really have to give it up to electricians because my mind cannot grasp electricity.
No.
Or television. Or how you can hear someone's phone, like voice through a phone. Like, I don't get it.
Sound waves. Those are called sound waves.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. Okay. I am just mind blown by regular modern life conveniences. Yeah. Okay. But then there's people like Andrew that just get it. So smart. Mm-hmm. And Andrew really got it. He was given scholarships. And so the world of electricity was really his oyster. Tammy, Andrew's mother, describes him as being like the quiet type, which so many of the smart ones are, right? And so she was happy to see him go away to college and have all the social interaction that comes with that. The college Andrew attended was about 2 hours from his parents' home in Wahpeton at the North Dakota College of Science. With Wahpeton being a population of around 8,000 and almost 5,000 of those being students at the school, it's a real college town. I love college towns.
We love college towns.
They always feel so alive. Mm-hmm. And there's always some great spot to get like beer for a dollar.
It's true. Or
on like a Wednesday.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Andrew thrived in college. His mama, Tammy, made sure of it. She would log into the system and be checking his grades and attendance. You know, make sure he was plugging away. You know, you can do that.
These days you can. And you know what else? My girlfriend was just telling me, because she has a daughter in college. With that Live 360, parents still know where their kids are all the time. Like if they're at their boyfriend's house. She said that they get real sneaky though and leave their phone with their roommate and then just take their computer so they could still get the text messages from their parents. But it looks like they're at home.
Smart. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Except not smart, because you don't have your cell phone if you get in trouble.
I don't think you'd be checking up on your kid in college, though, that much.
So that's what my husband said. He was like,
maybe you don't want to know. Get good grades.
That's, yes.
Also, just pass. I mean, I'm a big advocate of C's, get degrees. You're looking at it. Okay.
Maybe not if you're a doctor, you know, got to get better grades. Okay. I want a doctor that doesn't get C's. Just saying.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Okay.
Okay. Well, during Andrew's time in college, he came home, of course, periodically and reported, you know, he had made friends. He lived in the dorms on campus and enjoyed himself. Him and his group of college buddies did what most young men do, you know, hang out, talk about cars, talk shit, smoke pot on occasion, not to the point where it interfered with any of these young men's scholastics, just the normal amount, like, hey, you know, so-and-so got some weed, let's get high and watch Step Brothers, right?
Okay.
Okay. This wasn't like, it wasn't like a group of like potheads.
Okay. Okay. Got it.
Okay. What I think, and I know people might have a differing opinion about, but I think especially when you're in college and not of age to be able to go to the bars, I feel like getting high is going to a kegger. I mean, you don't have to, but you're in college and I think you should do it at least once.
Okay. This is all per Gretchy. Okay. I'm not condoning any of it, especially in Texas where it's illegal. But you know, when you're in Colorado or something.
Okay.
I'm sure.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm half kidding, but it is just so normal. Yeah. It's such a casual thing.
Sure.
Okay. So this casual poking smot was
poking smot
in North Dakota is apparently not really like it is in California. They don't have the same view of me over there. And while I think now that it's been legalized in most places, people have, you know, maybe woken up and maybe started focusing on opioids, methamphetamines, because, you know, those drugs like kill you and people on them might kill you too. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are no go.
Yeah. People on marijuana will likely eat all your pizza and not give a shit.
Except for that one girl that went really psycho and like ate her boyfriend on marijuana.
I don't know, whatever. Something extra with her. But I think we can all agree, most likely not likely to hurt themselves or you.
Right.
But this was 2014. And the Mary Jane was viewed at the same as hard drugs in North Dakota at the time. By the way, North Dakota still hasn't legalized it, but apparently it is on the ballot. So look for your local green stores coming soon, North Dakotans. My point is the local law enforcement in Wahpeton did not play when it came to pot. And everyone on campus knew it. And law enforcement had a real large presence at the school. According to Andrew's roommate, they just came to the door one day and searched their room. They told Andrew's roommate to go to class. And when he got back and asked Andrew what happened, you know, with the fuzz stopping by, mm-hmm. Andrew was like, it wasn't a big deal, but please don't tell anyone they were here. Side note, I would hope my children would be like, where's your warrant? And call me immediately in case they, you know, needed a lawyer to sort out the confusion.
Right.
But Andrew didn't think like that. And I don't blame him for that at all, because Andrew's parents raised him to respect law enforcement. And I raise my children to respect law enforcement as well. I am grateful for their service. But we also have to instill in our children and ourselves, you need to know your rights.
Yeah.
Yeah. Andrew's roommate knew the Wahpeton police were intrusive, and Andrew seemed fine. And so he didn't think that much about the incident until a few months down the road. Just 2 weeks before graduation, his roommate woke up and found Andrew was not in their dorm room. He just figured he went to spend the night at a girl's or something. But then when Andrew missed class, he grew concerned. By lunch that day, after Andrew was still, you know, MIA, and he and his buddies had tried to locate Andrew to check on him everywhere that they could think of, they went to the administration to see if they could get Andrew's parents' numbers so that, you know, the roommate and the friends could see if Andrew had just maybe taken off for some reason and gone home. Well, when they did that, the administration then alerted the campus police, who immediately sprung into action over Andrew being missing. In fact, they called Andrew's mother, Tammy, and at first asked if she knew where Andrew was. And when she told them, yes, he's at school, they informed her,
no, he's actually not.
This is school and he's missing. And we want to put it on the news. Well, Tammy, of course, was in absolute shock, mm-hmm. but said, well, yeah, I mean, if he is missing, put it on the news.
Right.
Tammy and John head to Wahpeton to find out what's going on, because it was so out of character for Andrew to not be in touch with them. And they knew right away, whatever's going on is not good. When they arrived in Wahpeton, they were directed to speak with Officer Jason Weber, who they were told was heading the investigation. The initial meeting was not like the consoling, sympathetic, like, we're going to do everything we can to find your son. I just need as much information from you as possible kind of meeting that you would think would have occurred. According to John and Tammy, Officer Weber came in without compassion and pretty much just plain arrogant and told them, your son is in a lot of trouble. He told them Andrew was not only a drug user, but an on-campus drug dealer. And he hadn't been charged yet, but he was facing 2 felonies. In order to lessen his criminal status, Officer Weber informed John and Tammy that their 20-year-old son had been working with him as a confidential informant. This was a term they'd never heard of at the time. Officer Weber told them that because he had signed a contract with him, that he had a deadline to perform so many buys as an informant before May 1st, with him, and he had not met the deadline yet, and it being just around the corner, he thought that Andrew was on the run. Well, I mean, can you imagine? None of this made sense to John and Tammy.
No.
And they were scared for their son and scared for the worst. They were asked to go on the news, and they did. And they pleaded for him to, you know, come home no matter what. Everything will be okay. And, you know, for anyone with any knowledge, come forward. It was a big story.
Yeah.
You know, not a lot of crime in Wahpeton. And Andrew is the boy next door, still, you know, just 20, still like baby face with this, you know, bright future. The public was not told anything about Officer Weber's theory that Andrew's disappearance had something to do with drugs. Mm-hmm. But 9 days after Andrew's disappearance, the public would learn that Andrew did have an association with marijuana. That happened because 2 arrest warrants were issued for Andrew. The warrants were from the previous year for 2 sales of marijuana, one for $20 and one for $60. This is where my blood starts boiling for a multitude of reasons. And yours should too. One, in what universe, when you are trying to get someone to return who is missing, is it a good idea to issue warrants for charges that had not been filed from the year previous?
No.
Okay. Two, I don't see the need for that. Also, isn't there something called like protecting the investigation? Why would you release all this information that this has something to do with, you know, marijuana, whatever?
If
that's what your working theory is.
Yeah. Sounds real strange.
Yes. And please tell me, in what universe does $80 worth of pot make you a drug dealer? That is like me picking up sandwiches and saying, hey, Tab, you owe me $10 for yours. Am I now a sandwich dealer?
Yeah.
Okay. Like that, it doesn't make sense.
No.
And then there is the whole, over all this, you made a college kid a confidential informant, which can bring on all kinds of dangerous scenarios. You know, we don't know.
Right.
Over $80 worth of pot. Really?
It seems really crazy.
Yeah. This is just like screams insanity. What else is insane to me is that according to Tammy, there were people who did not recognize this insanity, and that when the news of the warrants being released was released, they all of a sudden felt like a loss of sympathy and urgency to find their missing son, because the perception was now he was a drug dealer.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. The thing I watched Tammy say in an interview that makes me like beyond crazy is that after learning this whole situation, and she's left confused and wrestling with the information that her son Andrew had not confided in her or his dad, that he had gotten him, you know, into some trouble and had actually signed a contract to become a confidential informant. And so he now had to go buy drugs from, you know, God knows who or how. And did those circumstances have anything to do with his disappearance?
Right.
Is that she asked this Officer Jason Weber, if his son was in a position like they were in, would he allow his son to become a confidential informant?
Well, he said no.
He said, my son would never sell drugs.
You don't know that.
I mean,
you
go
do
fuck
not
yourself.
Know that. And he should know that you don't know that. Like, people get in all kinds of situations. And by the way, it was 2 times. That's not a drug dealer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Embrace new beginnings. What a better way to start off 2025 than to learn a new language. I got Rosetta Stone over a year ago and have really enjoyed learning a couple different languages. Y'all know that when I went to Japan, I was learning Japanese. And now that my daughter is taking French in school, I am learning French through Rosetta Stone. It's amazing. It's been around for 30 years, so it is really the most trusted online tool to learn a new language. They have 25 different languages to choose from: Spanish, French, Italian, German, Japanese, Dutch. I mean, if you name it, they probably have it. I think that it's amazing, and you should think about doing this for your New Year's resolution too. It's convenient and flexible, and the value is unheard of. You get a lifetime membership for all 25 of those languages. Start your New Year's off with a resolution that you can reach. Today, Housewives of True Crime listeners are going to be able to take advantage of this New Year's special from Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your New Year's offer at rosettastone.com/today.
Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, and your retirement, even during the holidays. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you. And you don't need a ton of time. You can create your Acorns account and start automatically investing your money in just 5 minutes. Acorns helps you build your financial future in the background so you can focus on all your holiday shopping and parties. So genius. Another great thing about Acorns is you don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now. That could be $5 a day or even just your spare change. That's right. Acorns can round every purchase you make up to the dollar automatically and invest your spare change for you. So that coffee you grab on the way to the mall, that's investing. And you get bonus investments just for buying the stuff you need from the brands you love. With Acorns, every single gift you buy this year could put more money in your investment account. It's like cash back, but the bonus investments have a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Pay client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns investing, involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Listeners, every year around this time, I resolute I'm going to get grown-up stuff done, like get that colonoscopy over with that my doctor has been bugging me about, get my affairs in order, like making a will. And why is it that a will seems to be more daunting than the colonoscopy? Well, it doesn't have to, because trust and will makes creating your will easy, like lounging on the couch easy. The website is really simple to use and the process is straightforward. Each will or trust is state-specific, legally valid, and customized to your needs. So for my family, my main concerns are guardians for my children. Whether your main concerns are your care wishes, your final arrangements, or power of attorney, trust and will has you covered. When maneuvering through the process, if you have any questions that stop you in your tracks, there is actually live support available through phone, chat, or email. Trust and Will has earned thousands of five-star reviews from Trustpilot. So check one of your goals off early this year with Trust and Will. Protect what matters most in minutes at trustandwill.com/HTC and get 10% off plus free shipping. That's 10% off and free shipping at trustandwill.com/HTC. So days turned into weeks and there is still no sign of Andrew, and John and Tammy Sadek are desperately trying to get answers as to the investigation and what was being done. They were given the runaround and they were told campus police was heading the investigation, which sounds crazy to me, but apparently that's can be typical. Mm-hmm. Additionally, they were told local law enforcement in Wahpeton was handling it. And then later they were told Minnesota authorities were involved. I'll explain that later. And although they were told all of these agencies were involved, none of them were really taking responsibility for the investigation.
I can imagine.
58 days after Andrew's disappearance, his body was found in a river in Wahpeton on the Minnesota side. That's how Minnesota came in. So after he was identified, the Sadeks were told Andrew was shot in the head and had a backpack full of rocks tied to him.
What?
Well, the authorities believed it was suicide, although they did not find a gun. It was determined Andrew's fatal shot was from a .22, and they asked the Sadeks if they were missing a gun. I mean, they have a farm. They have lots of guns, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they go and check, and they were missing a .22, which, if you don't know guns, and I don't know much, but I do know that's a real common one.
Yeah, it's a small one,
I guess.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So it is strange that it is missing, and it does fit with the, you know, suicide theory, but we just don't know, because the gun was never recovered that killed Andrew. So it just all didn't make sense to Tammy and John, not just because if Andrew was going to take his own life, why would he need to strap a backpack full of rocks to his body so it wouldn't be found? But also because there was video footage of Andrew leaving his dorm that night, and he was wearing a Tampa Bay sweatshirt, you know, they were real familiar with. Mm-hmm. And when he was found in different clothes that they didn't think were his. So that's strange.
Well, that's really weird.
Also, they couldn't imagine he would take his own life. But if he did, they believed he would have left a note.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Well, Tammy took her unanswered questions to the FBI and also aired them in an interview on a local news radio show. I just love her. She just would not be silenced. And you can imagine she shouldn't be. She has nothing to lose. She has now had to bury both of her children.
That is so sad.
Yeah.
This poor woman.
The FBI's response was, unless they were asked by law enforcement, they could not become involved with the case. Thankfully, the local media became more invested in the case, though. When they heard Tammy's cries and questions, a journalist put in an information request about Andrew and was given a video of Andrew's interview with Officer Jason Weber when he had Andrew sign the contract to become a confidential informant. The 25-minute video is outrageous. Officer Weber threatens Andrew with 40 years in prison and then bullies Andrew into signing this agreement to perform buys. And he tells him, you are going to have to go and buy more than just pot. Again, we are talking about a 20-year-old young man with no criminal history on his way to graduate college, caught with $80 worth of weed. Andrew is just quiet.
This guy is just abusing his power.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Andrew
is... What an asshole.
Yeah. Andrew is quiet and respectful throughout the interview, despite the officer being just like condescending, manipulative, threatening. It's heartbreaking to watch him just, you know, he's like, he's got a hoodie on and, you know, his arms crossed and he's just scared, you know, and so intimidated.
Yeah.
And so he just signs his life away. You know, I mean, it's like, I don't know how you get your kids to know, like, no matter what trouble you are in, you can come to us.
And call us.
Yeah.
Call us because we can help you.
You know, he just signed it because he wanted to spare, you know, his parents or, you know, like whatever. And he trusted law enforcement, but did not understand his rights. Mm-hmm. So it turns out that what was said to Andrew that day back at the dorm when the officer knocked on his door and shooed his roommate away to class was, you are in big trouble, Andrew. We know you have sold marijuana and your only chance of getting out of trouble is talking with me down at the station. And so that's what led to that interview.
Okay.
Now, what ups the infuriating factor is that, you know, there is no debate. It's apparent, you know, Andrew concedes that he made a $20 and a $60 sale. Mm-hmm. But what Andrew, I'm sure, did not know was that he was the victim of entrapment because those sales were to two other confidential informants. So it's like he was just being hospitable. Somebody comes up to him and is like, he's not out there purveying weed. You know,
these guys are just like, hey,
trying to get off the hook too. Yeah. They're saying, hey, will you sell me weed? And he's like, oh, I got a little. You got 20 bucks? I'll give you some.
Oh my God. These are not the people you go after. Police. Like, these are not, and you should, I mean, they know this.
Yeah.
Like, this is not who we need to be going after. We need to be going after the bigger guys. Like, this is silliness. This is people these are also these kids' lives at stake that are going to be decent humans in the world, right? Going to college. They're doing the best they can. They've gotten to college, which is pretty amazing in itself.
Right.
Like, okay.
Okay. So I'm sure we agree. Andrew probably, and I mean, you know, he really couldn't have. With, you know, his background growing up on the farm, right?
Right.
Like, realized the entrapment and coercion he was dealing with and, you know, was not just ethically wrong. It's illegal, unjust, corrupt. I mean, you can't actually do that. So it must have weighed so heavy on him over those months to have kept that burden that he kept to himself. his last, you know, months in college.
Yeah.
He exchanged texts with Officer Weber over those months that were additionally bullying. And the officer is reminding him, you know, like, if he doesn't confirm new buys, he's going to issue those warrants. And Andrew was like, well, the guy that I did know says his supplier is out. I mean, it's clear Andrew is not a professional drug buyer or seller from the text, you know? So why is so insane. Why are they badgering this kid? Money. The synopsis of how it's all about money is there was some kind of multi-county task force called SEMCA that brought departments together, like in rural areas. This task force was able to operate because of the grants made available to them through federal funding. How they qualified for that funding was based on the statistics they provided showing, you know, how many arrests and busts they documented. Well, guess who was not only on the task force, but was the specific person whose job it was to submit information to continue to acquire the funding from the government? That would be Officer Jason fucking Weber.
This always freaking happens.
Uh-huh.
It's so bad.
It's so bad. So the SADCs, of course, wanted and deserved answers, and they believed their son was murdered. But they also knew it was possible he took his own life. And either way, regardless.
Yeah, probably because this guy was like bullying him.
Yeah, absolutely. Regardless, to them, the SEMCA task force and Jason Weber are responsible for their son's death.
For sure. 100%. Mm-hmm.
Because either he put their son in a dangerous situation or pushed their son mentally into a deadly one.
Yeah.
They filed a civil lawsuit against Officer Weber and SEMCA. Civil lawsuits are a means to answers because you get to depose the shit out of people. Mm-hmm. Part of their lawsuit included a 150-page report written by a DEA agent, someone actually qualified.
To be
and understands
kind of
how it's important to get the big guys off the street. Well, this DEA agent was so moved by their case. He outlined all the reasons why Andrew being a confidential informant
was
and being bullied into
idea.
It was exactly absolutely wrong, and that Jason Weber should be prosecuted for doing so. Their case was dismissed because the cause of death, whether it was suicide or homicide, was not determined. They filed an appeal, which was denied as well.
No.
But they did get a law passed, which is appropriately named Andrew's Law, which states prospective confidential informants must be informed of their right to an attorney as well as their right to receive specialized training. Because can you imagine, like, you go out and buy some methamphetamines, just wing it, when all you've ever done is smoke a bowl? Like, you're dealing with, like, meth dealers?
Yeah, that's totally
dangerous.
Different.
It's totally different and insane. It also, Andrew's Law, prohibits the recruiting of informants on college campuses.
All of that is
so good.
Yes. Yeah.
So in the 10 years since Andrew has passed, the SADCs have been on, you know, several shows, like 60 Minutes, that have examined Andrew's case. And there was a documentary made about it called the Dakota Entrapment Tapes. That's great. There is a Facebook group called Justice for Andrew SADC. And when I was checking that out, that is where I learned that fucker, Jason Weber, just ran for sheriff.
And did he win?
He did not win. He lost. And I think it was in part due to the large amount of SADC family supporters.
Yeah.
They put up signs all over, you know, like next to his go for sheriff. Like, remember Andrew SADC.
Yes, I am glad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I really admire how the SADCs have stood up to authority and really just cried from the mountaintops, you know, the injustice that killed their son. And I sure hope they have some solace in knowing that they have really helped other families. by doing so. My heart goes out to all the people who knew and loved Andrew, but especially John and Tammy, who lost both of their beautiful boys.
I mean, so unfortunate.
Yeah.
But I'm glad, again, that we have victims that have changed laws.
Yeah.
And helped people in the future. I mean, you never know how many people you will help, but you will, and how many people you will save, because they probably would have done this to somebody else and now they won't. So I love it when something can come out of it, you know?
Yeah.
So, wow, that is an incredibly sad story, Gretchy. Thank you for depressing my entire Monday.
I know. It's really a hard one, but it was also, Samantha, it was a great suggestion.
Yes. Thank you, Samantha. If you want stories on Thursdays that are not as sad, mostly we talk on Thursdays, and that's our bonus crime days, as well as just bonus content. And it is not as depressing. We talk about current crimes. Well, it could be actually more depressing, but anyways, we talk current crimes, and Gretchy just did a bonus crime last week on the intricacies of the gymnastics world,
specifically Nadia Comăneci.
Nadia Comăneci. And she has another one coming up in a couple weeks, but every single Thursday we drop a new episode. So if you want more content,
yeah, you know what I'm thinking about doing a deep dive into is
what?
This ketamine shit going on with the Matthew Perry,
oh,
because
well,
it keeps unfolding. I might not do it next month because stuff is coming out
I think we need to get some even more information before that one, because
I'm on it, people.
It's gonna be good. Yeah,
I'm following it because it. I mean, do you see all this? There's just this crazy shit about how I was just reading Matthew Perry had some involvement with Charlie Sheen's ex-wife, and they, you know, doctor shop together.
No.
Oh yeah, it's
no.
unfolding.
I mean,
it's all coming out. It's going down, and that is the kind of stuff we talk about on the Patreon or the Kink Clink Clink Club. We get into that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So all you have to do on Amazon is, or not Amazon, sorry, I have Amazon on the brain, on Apple is subscribe to the Clink Clink Club. On Spotify, you go to just search in Housewives of True Crime bonus content. And then if you don't watch or listen on either of those, you can go to www.patreon.com/Housewives of True Crime. Also, if you have not given us a rating or review, we would fully appreciate it if you do so now, because those help us on Apple or Spotify. And also leave us a comment on YouTube. We do go to those and comment back. And we always love your support, even if you listen on podcasts. If you would just follow us on YouTube, that would greatly impact our business, and we appreciate that. One more thing, we have skincare line that is absolutely amazing. I am tooting our own horn, but it's because it actually does make your skin glow, and it's called Five Primes, F-I-V-E primes.com, and we have a special discount code Clink for you in checkout that gets you 25% off. So
that's
you can
out.
Get the whole line one free, you know? So yeah, check it out, and thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Have a wonderful week.
Okay, clink, 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 y'all.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close.
Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.